UN peacekeeping operations began in 1948 with the deployment of unarmed UN military observers in the Middle East to monitor the truce between Israel and its Arab neighbors. Since that first mission, peacekeepers wearing the distinctive blue helmet of the United Nations have conducted 63 other missions. In 1988, they were awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for their efforts. Jean-Marie Guéhenneau, the UN Chief of Peacekeeping Operations, says today his department is at its highest ever levels of deployment.
With 20 missions, 130,000 personnel authorized, 110,000 already deployed. That's enormous.
The importance of UN peacekeeping can be seen in its budget, which has risen to more than $6.5 billion each year for missions in countries such as Sudan, Chad, Georgia, Haiti, and Lebanon. More than 40% of all peacekeepers come from Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, Nigeria, and Nepal, while Japan and the United States are the largest financial contributors. But peacekeeping is dangerous work. 90 peacekeepers lost their lives last year, and more than 2,400 during the last six decades. On Wednesday, one more peacekeeper's name was added to that list when a Ugandan peacekeeper was killed in the Darfur region of Sudan. The UN's peacekeeping department has also encountered other problems, notably misconduct on the part of a small number of peacekeepers that has hurt their reputation. This week, British charity Save the Children issued a report saying some peacekeepers and international aid workers have sexually abused young children in world trouble spots. Guéhenneau says this is one of the challenges of peacekeeping.
Well, that kind of report, it's never happy reading, but actually it's a useful report because it puts the light on one of the challenges we have when you rotate 200,000 people every year. How do you get sure you have the full picture? How do you make sure that misconduct is not underreported? How do you make sure that when there is misconduct is effectively followed up?
Guéhenneau says his department is working vigilantly to improve mechanisms for reporting instances of misconduct and to educate peacekeepers, but he concedes more needs to be done. As the United Nations marks the 60th anniversary of its role as international peacekeeper, the 15-member Security Council is about to go to Africa, where it will visit peacekeeping missions it has authorized in Chad, Sudan's Darfur region, the Congo, and the Ivory Coast. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.